MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trends Rights Activists. That is courtesy. Oh, I got to find out who that's courtesy of. Cause I don't want people to think that it's courtesy of me. I'm Jack, and that is the eagerly anticipated return of super producer, the brilliant, the talented Anna Hosnier.
Wow. They thought they could kill me. By they, no one, no one's tried to kill me. I've just been here. I've just been a little busy.
They thought they could kill me. What they didn't know is...
they don't exist, is what they didn't know.
Johnny Davis. It is courtesy of Johnny Davis. Trend rights activist. He's got other problematic groups for future trending short show titles. Shout out to Johnny Davis. Yeah, it's great to be back on mic with you. The only way that I'm allowed to, you know, openly converse with someone is on mic. So it's good to... I had that severance procedure where I have a personality and can be fully alive when on mic, and then I don't remember anything I say on mic once we stop recording, and I'm just like, hello.
Yeah, you simply must stop trying to make severance happen. It's really fucked up. There's a darkness there, and I don't appreciate it.
I don't know. It just looks fun. Why? Did people think that was dark? I saw that show, and I was like, that looks fun. Oh my god! Fun,
and then you became an active lobbyist for severance.
For a severance procedure. Anyways, Anna, we got a lot to get to today. I mean, the big news. We might as well not delay anymore. Beyonce dropping Renaissance, subtitle Act One, on July 29th. I believe it is 16 tracks. Did I see that right?
Yes. 16 tracks. I mean, we have been waiting since Lemonade to get a new album from Beyonce. Let me tell you, I warned my partner. Mm-hmm. I said it's coming. So just understand you will not be allowed to play any other music in the house or in the car or ever until I've gotten my fair play of the new album starting July 29th at midnight, whenever it drops. And yes, I did immediately go to that website and buy the strange mystery box that she's offering everyone in four different poses. No one knows what's coming, but you know what? I just know one thing. Beyonce told me to do it.
So it just says, tell us what the website experience is like. You go to the website and it's like, you can get box one, box two.
It's pose one, pose two, pose three, pose four. So I think the idea is that each box has a t-shirt in it, and each t-shirt, well, I mean, I, you know, it's like a,
that's your idea.
CD promo. Well, you also, if you click the link, you, they tell you exactly what's in the box. It's just like a CD.
So it's not like a mystery. Okay.
A collectible box or whatever. And inside there's a t-shirt, but each t-shirt has a different pose, and there's four different poses. So it's like Beyonce doing a different pose on each shirt. So it's like you're kind of choosing a mystery pose to purchase. And
yeah. Question. How many tracks have been on her past albums? Because I am wondering, is this part of the trend of there being too many tracks on every album that comes out from now and until forever?
Lemonade? I mean, no, I don't think this is like a trend with her.
Okay.
I
just wanted to say question.
I got that. Yeah. I mean, Lemonade had 12.
Yeah.
And then I think Beyonce had the Beyonce self-titled. I think I say Beyonce.
I know. I like it. You're putting
so
a little
traveled.
Anna has been traveling the world and has come back with this new Beyonce pronunciation of Beyonce.
Beyonce self-titled had 14 tracks on it. So I think, you know, 16, yeah, you know, maybe she's kind of given us a little. Now, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but like a lot of those Kendrick Lamar tracks were just kind of like the interstitial sort of bits that they used to do back in the day. So maybe some are going to be interstitials.
Yeah, I wasn't really talking about Kendrick necessarily. I think album earns its tracks. I think I was more talking about like the Drake of it all. The, you know what? I'm going to shut up right now because
Drake.
I might say something that I regret.
About
so I'm just gonna,
Drake? I don't think you will.
I don't know. I'm hanging out with him this weekend. I just like don't want to make it awkward, you know? So that might be the thing that other people have been anticipating, but thing I've been anticipating is the debut on this podcast. We have had you on before to talk about Oprah's things she likes or whatever the fuck she calls it. You have on your Instagram, which everybody should be following, Selling Hosnia.
Yes, I have an Instagram called @SellingHosnia. Now, this is where you go if you would like to be influenced by me in any regard.
And you debuted Anna's favorite things.
That's correct.
I want to talk to you about it because this is, you know, this is no fucking joke. Okay.
No.
Tell the people just give them a little taste and then they can go to Selling Hosnia to get.
Well, yes. So I will say I'm moving forward in this show there during this portion of the show, there will be no humor.
Okay, my bad.
So yeah, I used to love looking at Oprah's favorite things list because I love to see how a person who's so completely out of touch with the world chooses to promote products. You know, like $400 slippers that you're like, okay, well, you clearly got sent these for free. And then we're like, they're comfy. Let's give them to the world.
Mm.
But we don't live in Oprah's world.
No.
We live in my world.
Yeah.
You live
in my world.
So, yeah, I decided to drop my own Anna's favorite things. It's a list of 38 of my favorite things, if that wasn't clear, ranging from comfortable shorts to rompers, comfortable rompers to pants to bikini bottoms to jeans that I think fit a woman who might not have the classic type of I'm a size 2 body and lives in the real world and enjoys, you know, existing without constantly working out like myself. So I recommend items like that. I do recommend slippers. They're not $400 though. Okay.
They're $700.
They're $700. Yeah. I recommend bags. I recommend items to make you appear young, like bucket hats. Okay.
And as you know, yeah, that is my lifelong. I have officially entered middle age and, I'm so scared of death that all I'm doing is trying to appear younger, wearing bucket hats. I'm wearing a bucket hat right now. I skateboarded into the recording studio and yeah, that's just how I get down.
And it's funny. We all heard your wife yell at you, stop skateboarding in the house. And we're like, wow, he is young. She's getting yelled at.
Leave me alone, mom.
That was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recommend comfortable shoes because we're all getting old.
What is the this dropped a couple weeks back. What is the favorite thing that has received the most like feedback from viewers, from subscribers?
I mean, I think a lot of I've gotten different feedback on a lot of different items. People have really just enjoyed my picks, and I say that with zero humbleness. Like, I am killing it. I'm killing it with my fave things picks. Yeah, and I also recommended like some makeup and skincare stuff for my beautiful people out there who want to have skin like mine. I don't know where I was going with that. So there's just many options. And if you want to see my 2022 summer edition of favorite things, you can go to @sellinghosnier, and it is under my highlights. It just says 2022 fave things. So that's where you can see all my favorite things. I linked everything in the post, in each post. And also I write a somewhat batshit copy for each one, which I thought was really funny because I tagged all the brands, and some of the brands like reposted me, and I was kind of like, okay, you don't have to repost.
Can you give us one sample of your copy for this? I will say, just while you're looking that up, that I am in no way equipped to judge this sort of thing. I am a bad consumer, but my wife is very expert level consumer, maybe the most expert level consumer that I know, just in terms of her taste. She's not like constantly consuming things, but she has good taste. And she is 100% on board with Anna's favorite things, which
she was.
Yeah.
Oh, she gave good feedback.
Yeah. She was
this is huge.
Really good.
This is fucking huge for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me that?
I don't know, because I wasn't on mic. I don't have that. I can't, like, my brain doesn't work when we're not on mic.
Wow, I can't believe you just kept that for me this whole time. You know, I live for so what your wife thinks of me. I'm not even joking. I love your wife. Sometimes I think, why can't Jack's wife host the Daily Zeitgeist?
Yeah, no, it's a question that ask her every day, and she's like, I'm a doctor. What don't you understand?
All right, guys, so check out my petition for Jack's wife taking over for him. Because let me tell you, if you think Jack's cool, holy shit, his wife is dabomb.com. Did that age? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that was very cool. And I think now people understand. Okay, now here's somebody with good taste and says dabomb.com. Can you give us a sample?
Okay, so this is some copy I wrote about a kind of like a sling back sort of bag. It's like a rope bag that, you know, you can like, it's just a sling bag over the shoulder sort of bag. And I wrote, wow, is this bitch outdoorsy sometimes? You know it. Kavu is a Seattle-based brand making some cool-ass bags. My bestie introduced them to me, so you know I had to get the bag. Had to. Do you understand? Had to. Anyway, I take this anywhere, in quotes, outdoorsy, and mostly carry all my stuff that my dog needs to be happy. No, seriously, you don't understand. He's very high maintenance. He has me by the throat. Please help. I can't get out. Ugh. And they reposted this.
They're like, could someone please help this woman?
This woman needs help, but she also likes our bags. So there's like a lot of stuff like that. And some of the brands are just like, okay. Some just like them, like, crazy bitch. And then others actually reposted them. And I think it was really funny to me. I did say like, thank you for reposting. Sorry for the madness. And they were like, whatever.
Whatever, we don't care.
Whatever, you're being held hostage by your dog, I guess.
All right, so everybody knows what to do. Go, subscribe, buy, like, all that shit.
Also, just so you know, I didn't proofread any of the copy before I hit post, so there's some weird stuff in there that's clearly misspelled or just like I wrote the wrong thing but was too lazy to go correct it.
On social media?
One thing I wrote it's like a type of powder for your face, but I do find it for powder kind of expensive. It's like in the $50 range, but it's just good powder. But I wrote that it's so expensive. I meant to write, I only buy it like twice a year to like not be just throwing my credit card around like a mad woman. But I wrote, I only buy it twice a month by accident. It makes me look... like I'm spending so much money on powder. That means I use enough powder in 2 weeks that I have to replenish it. And I think that's really funny. And I just never corrected it.
And there's somebody out there who's just like trying to keep up with you.
Yeah. Someone was like, this woman's face must be just literally as white because I powder it so much. But that's sorry. I meant to write twice a year and I just never felt the need to correct it because then I thought it was just more funny that way.
Well, that's why they need to get the whole selling Hosnier experience, which includes listening to your appearances on this show. There is a trailer making the rounds. It's called Blonde. I don't think any work of art should be allowed to be called just Blonde because Frank Ocean did that and it is a singular work of art and everybody should just work harder. Because you're not going to, whatever you do is not going to be as good as that. But it's a Marilyn Monroe biopic by the guy who made like Killing Them Softly and The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford, I think is how that one goes. And then he made Mindhunters, that Netflix series.
Which was great. I did like Mindhunters.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And now he's making a Marilyn Monroe biopic starring Ana de Armas. And it's like the big thing. I think the reason that this is breaking through on conservative blogs, it seems like, is that it's rated NC-17. And they like put that in the, like the trailer is like from Netflix, NC-17, which do you need to know what the rating is for a Netflix show? I feel like we just make our own decisions on those, but
yeah.
For a Netflix movie.
I will say the energy of NC-17 feels very 1995 to me.
Yeah.
Like, what are you putting in a movie that is NC-17?
I don't know. I think they want you to think that you're going to see just a bunch of, you know, Marilyn Monroe sex footage because...
Read the world's room. Like, first of all, I'm not trying to be edgy anymore, and also I don't have anything to hide from my, like, I'm not trying to hide like that I'm watching an edgy movie from my parents. Also, Gen Z is so advanced, they'll be like, that's crass, you know, like they are not impressed. Like, they're not gonna be like, oh, you got me with this weird scene that clearly is so inappropriate. They're not impressed. So I don't know who this is for, this NC-17. Maybe just make a good movie.
For horny like people in the media, I think. But
hasn't Marilyn gone through enough? Especially with the dress. Oh my God. Can you believe what Kim did to that dress? No.
That is 2 days in a row of Marilyn Monroe content on the trending episode. America can't get enough of Norma Jean. Is that her name? Norma Jean.
They were like, Kim K ruined the dress, so now you're only allowed to watch an NC-17 movie about Marilyn. Why don't you just give her some respect? Like, I just feel like this poor woman has been like literally just dragged through crazy pop culture madness for no reason. Like, she was also just a human being.
The trailer has like kind of Joker energy. Like, Marilyn Monroe is the Joker. Like, it's just a, you know. It has all the dramatic, like 1.5 seconds of one scene, 1.5 seconds of another scene, like set to music. But the main like spine of the trailer is Marilyn Monroe looking in the camera, being like, don't abandon me. Don't abandon me. And somebody being like, she'll be here soon. She'll be here soon. And then like a change comes over her. I don't know if the drugs just hit. But it turns out the thing that she was waiting for was for Marilyn to arrive. And then she just looks at herself in the mirror and is like very happy and charming. And
yeah, she like turns it on for the cameras to be like, I'm Marilyn. Nothing to see here. But that's the problem. It's like, that's how they keep painting Marilyn as this like unhinged woman, as if like this is who she was. And it's like, no, she was like an actor in a time where like literally like women were treated like figurines.
Yeah.
And like
maybe just killed by the president and his brother.
Yeah.
Like,
whoa. Okay.
Maybe.
Louise, Jackie.
Maybe. I'm just saying, maybe.
Yeah, sure. I honestly haven't even heard that conspiracy theory, but somehow you find a way to bring JFK into everything.
Yeah. Oh, you think that Dealey Plaza had nothing to do with the untimely demise of Marilyn Monroe. Wow.
Wow.
Now who's naive, Anna? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and we're going to do a mini streaming corner here real quick. You wanted to talk about the marvelous Miss Maisel.
Wow.
No. You want to talk about Ms. Marvel.
You're mentioned?
Ms.
Ripped apart.
I know. My bad.
Anna stands, attack. I wish I had such power.
Get him.
Destroy him. No, I want to talk about the new Disney Marvel series, Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Kamala Khan, our first Muslim superhero baby. And let me tell you, this show sent me. I knew it was coming and I got very excited. And then I watched the first two episodes this week and I can't explain how I was one. First of all, beautifully done show, like just so well done. They gave it the respect it deserved. And I don't know if that's just because like there's been like a sort of slow representation rollout for young brown women, such as Mindy Kaling's Never Have I Ever. I mean, obviously, Miss Marvel, We Are Lady Parts, that has really been like, and I can't even express like how important representation is, because when I like see this stuff, I like tear up. I hear a woman on like Never Have I Ever say, "Where's that beautiful dress I bought you from Costco?" And like the way that hits home in a way that I have never seen my own experience represented on television or movies, really, not very often. That like I start to cry, like I also got a beautiful dress from Costco because immigrant parents are fucking weird about Costco. You know, like that shit hits so hard that like it matters. I mean, I think we're all like, wow, yeah, we finally did it. But like, I think the extent of the way it like hits a child who grew up like that is like I can't even explain. Like it ruins me. And watching Miss Marvel, like there were the parents. Are my parents like everything, like the looks the mom would give, I'd be like, I've seen that look my whole life. The kind of nutty things the dad says, I'm like, my dad says that. Like that's the kind of crazy things my dad will say sometimes, and I'm like, you are so nutty. And like just everything about it, like they and the language they use, like they throw, you know, it's just, and you know, there's a scene where they're in the masjid or the mosque, if you will, and they're like kind of acting a fool, and I was like, that was me as a kid. Like, that was me. I was late. I was talking. They're like, put your fucking phone away. And you're like, God damn, dude. Why is everyone so strict? You're like, just like everything about it. They see a hot guy and her friend who's also Muslim are like, mashallah. And I'm like, these are the things that you're like, yes, thank you. This is what I wanted to see. I wanted to see this representation. And also in the context of her also being a superhero. Incredible. I recommend it.
Is this the same as like Captain Marvel? Like, is the character the same and it's a prequel, or what are we working with in terms of Marvel?
Captain
canon,
Marvel's a different superhero. So I think it's within the same world.
Got it. Okay.
But she's now Miss Marvel. And then there was Captain Marvel is Brie Larson's character, who is a different superhero, but is in the same cinematic universe. Because she looks up to Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
This is the same world the Avengers happened in, I believe. So it's an interesting.
Right. And the Marvel Universe contains multitudes, literally.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be checking that out. Finally, NBA Game 6 is coming up. How are you experiencing the NBA Finals from your end? Are you experiencing the NBA Finals?
I mean, they're always on at my house because my partner watches them, and there's sort of a interesting thing going on. Now I grew up in the Bay Area, so I'm a Warriors person, but I also have lived in LA for over, you know, like 10 years. So I'm a Lakers person. I've always said this, like I'm not as connected so much with the teams per se as more with the players. Like I have my favorite players, and that also stems from the fact how good they are on Instagram. Sorry. Right. And, so I've been
Who's the Instagram all-star of the finals? Like not like their work during the finals, but like who's your favorite player based on Instagram prowess that is in the finals currently?
Jack, what a wild question to ask me. Do you have 8 hours for me to break it down for you? I will say the extended Curry family is great.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch because they are all online and they are all, you know, interacting with each other. And it's very interesting. That whole family is very fun to follow. I follow wives. I follow cousins. I am so deep in with that family. I'm like, I think Seth Curry is also very funny because his wife always posts him and he seems to not be having it. I always think that's very funny. There's a video
she has
posted.
A podcast, right? She's a caster of pod? Fellow caster of pod?
She does some stuff over at The Ringer. Callie Curry, I recommend following her because she's... she'll like be at a concert. I think she was at a Justin Bieber concert and she just pans over to Seth Curry and she's like dancing, standing up, singing along. And she pans over to Seth Curry and he's just sitting crouched down on his phone, scrolling, not acknowledging the concert at all.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is this is the kind of stuff we want to see about, like, the real basketball player who's not, like, you know, an extreme athlete. He's just a dad who's just like, God.
He's not trying to, like, build a brand as, like, fun person at concerts. He's just
scrolling on his phone, like, Justin Bieber. He's just existing. And that's what I love to see, is just, like, they're just actual, these are, like, incredible athletes who are also just people. Just like, he's also just a dad who's just trying to get through the day. You're like, that's what I want to see.
I guess not all of us, but
And also, you know, like, Clay's great, and look, Draymond, for the amount of personality you're bringing, you gotta work on your Instagram.
In the gram, yeah. I mean, he picks his spots, right? He has a podcast that he's publishing as, like, mid series. I think the Draymond of it all has been very, very interesting to me, because people are like, he's so bad, he's so, like, annoying. Yeah. And I think he's, like, really, really smart, like, really smart, and, like, has just figured out, like, various things about how games are officiated, and, like, that is a key to their ability to kind of compete in this series. All right, no Celtics you want to highlight?
You know what? I'm actually, here's the thing, Jack, you have influenced my Celticsing.
No, I love the Celtics, just like everybody
else.
No,
you told me I don't care for the Celtics, so I now all of a sudden don't care for them. But, like, you know, Jason Tatum's an interesting follow. I'm not saying, like, I hate them, but I have, like, in the back of my mind, like, about them. Like, Jason Tatum is good. Marcus Smart.
I have no excuse to not like the Celtics. And in fact, I've come around and am, like, enjoying them in this finals. It's finally, I've put my long, you know, immature grudge behind me. Ime Udoka is the man. Their coach rules. So I'm not, like, rooting for them, because I do really enjoy Golden State and, like, the fact that they're winning with just outside shooting, essentially. But I don't know. I like Tatum. I like Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown has a great, Jaylen and Tatum are good Instagram. I like Marcus Smart, watching him play, but his gram needs work.
Yeah. Soggy gram.
There's something about, it's like, you only post, like, highlights of you playing basketball. Like, I know you're a good basketball player.
Bruh, this is what you do. Come on.
But, like, you know, Jaylen will be, like, in the desert, like, riding, like, what are those things called that you just ride on the sand?
Dune buggies?
Yeah, like, they'll just be doing other shit, and you're like...
Sandworms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
They have fun.
All right.
And I want to see you having fun. Post a picture of you as a baby with your mom.
I wouldn't hate to see the Celtics win tonight. Force a game seven, because game seven, everything coming down to a game seven is always fun. So we will see what happens. But I do predict Celtics in seven now is my prediction, even though they're down in the series. I just think they're the better team. So we will see. Anna Hosnier, truly a pleasure having you back on Trends. Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Well, on Twitter, I'm at Anna Hosnier, where I've now started a men's toe should be a legal sort of thing going on. And
toes should be illegal. Keep that going.
They should be illegal. Turn yourselves in by this evening if you have toes.
I have them, but, like, I wish I didn't. They're very bad. I have bad toes. So I appreciate you, like, kind of just being like, you should all be ashamed of that part of your body. So thank you.
Yeah, you should be ashamed. And I wanted to add to the Miss Marvel of it all. I'm also really enjoying Aryan Moayed, who is an Iranian actor who's out here, known as Stewie on Succession. And he was in, he's in Miss Marvel now, and he was also in that Inventing Anna show. And I'm loving seeing him pop up everywhere. I hope more roles, hashtag more roles for Aryan. I would love to see him doing more. I DM'd him once, didn't respond. Anyway, also, so follow me at Ayanna Hosni on Twitter. And then I'm on Instagram at Selling Hosnier. That's S-E-L-L-I-N-G Hosnier. H-O-S-S-N-I-E-H. Oh, prepare to be influenced.
All right. I'm at Jack_O'Brien on Twitter and prepare to not be influenced really at all. But I might brag about being good at Wordle every once in a while. So that's fun. Anyways, that's going to do it for us on this Thursday afternoon. We're back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.